Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Building a great reputation. This is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria off this week. She's resting comfortably after her procedure. So that's good. Keep our fingers crossed. She'll be back on the program next week. We're talking about building a great reputation. I think the reason that we build that reputation here is because we're helping people. And I think the more you do to help people, the more people you help, the more people help other people. My philosophy of life is that we're all here to help, and in a positive way. It's powerful when you think about helping others and actually can do it. It's really kind of a cool thing. So I say that lovingly as I think about what we do here daily on the DJV program, bringing you up to date on things like this radio blast. Ladies, have you heard this radio blast from a quasar? Remember when they had televisions? I'm trying to remember who it was that built. Was it Motorola that built a quasar television? Quasars.
Makes me think of a tool used by Dr. Evil, though, in Austin Powers. I have a quasar.
Right. Well, there is some. There's a blast of energy that has been sensed here on the Earth that has taken 13. You got to sit down for this. 13 billion years to arrive here. So if you can't figure that out, what it means is the signals detected by these scientists coming from a time way out in the universe when it was less than a billion years old. Because they figure the universe, I don't know how they figure this, is 13, 14, maybe 15 billion years. How, at that point, how do you even begin to reasonably figure out what the heck this is all about? Makes people's brains bust. More distant quasars have been found in the past, but this one is notable because it is what they call radio loud. First time that radio jets have been able to be detected from this distant object. So does that mean they have the equivalent of the DJV show on this other planet? And this was 13 billion years ago. Can you imagine, ladies?
It's pretty cool. Makes your head hurt, though.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Quasars, among the brightest objects in the universe, they're found at the center of some of the galaxies powered by supermassive black holes. The surrounding gas is eaten by the black hole. It throws out energy that travels across the universe, and then we are studying it here. Scientists are trying to figure it out.
This is how, when people say, oh, there's no such thing as ghosts. Oh, there's no such thing as aliens. Oh, there's no such thing as God. Oh, there's no such thing as time travel. Oh, they're, you know, the poo-pooers of the world. Then explain what just happened here, you know, because this to me is evidence.
They can't.
Right. And explain to me how
this happened. They're stuck in their own hole, Jennifer.
How you can be so certain that there are so few possibilities when you hear a story like this? It's mind blowing.
Well, we're
programmed.
We're programmed to pay attention to what we grew up around. We're all products of our environment.
And our little brains are so small we can't understand all this stuff too.
We don't even use all of our brains. We don't, and we become less likely to use our brains. We're not making good decisions for ourselves. We don't know what to really look at, what to listen to. You know, the data switch is on, but it's all coming from another source. It's like a quasar in our hand. Instead of thinking, you know, things through, we're just looking at devices and seeing things and believing what other people tell us rather than thinking it through ourselves. So in effect, our brain and our mind are becoming smaller instead of larger, or at least for some who are not exercising. Your brain is like a muscle, and without exercising it, it atrophies and it causes death of ideas. It can cause, if your brain's not working, obviously it's going to cause your physical death.
Smartest people I know are not know-it-alls, but they are not afraid to admit that they don't know what they don't know. And,
Right, exactly.
I feel, you know, when people ask me about ghosts and aliens and God and all of those deep conversations you probably shouldn't have at Thanksgiving dinner, I mean, my answer is you don't know. You only know what you believe, right? Yep. What we all believe.
Yeah.
But how can you be so sure that my belief is wrong or that your belief is wrong without any proof? How do you know that? And can't you just keep it? Can't we all just agree to keep our mind open to possibility? Because that's, I think, really the bottom line in all this, right?
Yeah.
And you talk about space. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty bizarre, though, isn't it? Huh? When you think about it. All right. Getting back to Earth here, the folks at ExxonMobil.
I just can't wait till the aliens hear one of your cows pass gas in like 14 million years. Mark this day in history. Right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. 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 ExxonMobil suffering a big blow last year, as did all the other oil companies. The company's stock was in decline. Exxon reported four straight quarters of loss amounting to $22 billion. So you can be sure they'll not pay any taxes this year. The largest oil company in the world, devoting much of its attention to cutting costs so it could regain its footing. They reduced its capital budget by $12 billion. See, here's another thing that we have no real idea how big these companies are. These numbers mean nothing, right?
No. That's the problem with these stimulus plans. What does $1.9 trillion mean to people? We have no way of realizing how big that is.
Right, exactly. And so you look at Exxon. I have a friend who's in the oil and gas business, and he was telling me that things have now come back around, but he lost $15 million overnight. And he's got a big portfolio. He's been in the gas and oil business for most of his career. And so we just kept going down and down and down and down and down. So what's going on at Exxon is going on at lots of these other companies that are in the same business. But then you turn that around a little bit. And so what's going on at the pump? The relativity of looking at Exxon, nobody's feeling badly for them because of how they run their businesses over the years. Most people feel like they're screwed at the pump because the way the prices are handled and what makes them go up and down is something that people don't understand. The price of gasoline right now is between 70 and 80 cents a gallon more than it was 2 months ago. Now, people say, oh, it's Biden's fault because he shut the pipeline down. Well, that may have some effect, but it doesn't cost 80 cents a gallon to shut the pipeline down because, in fact, the pipeline wasn't being used that much anyway. It just is the psychological.
Environmental stuff, not only psychologically, but a lot of the new executive orders from Biden have to deal with the environment, and that costs money. We're examples of that in California, where we pay a dollar more per gallon of gas than anywhere else in the country. But what are those taxes for? The taxes are for environmental regulations. Those are environmental taxes that we pay. So, the gas tax, all about regulation and about giving money back to the, air quotes, environment and all of that stuff. And the gas tax is ongoing. It's got a sliding scale upwards. And so every year it's going to increase. Right now, it's pretty appalling to realize that if you want 91 gasoline, you're going to pay about $4.35 to 40 cents. If you want 87, you're just under $4. You're probably in the 390 range.
You know what else is? You know what else is happening, Jennifer? Though, the ports are all clogged up. The shipping ports are clogged up. All I can think of is off Manhattan Beach, where the big power plant is. Not far from you, where I actually, the first year I went to California to work in 93, I had a place in Manhattan Beach, and I used to look out the window and you'd see these big tankers about a mile offshore that are connected to a port that's pumping oil into the big reserve tanks that are there to be refined. And then you look around and you see what's happening with the inflow of lots of stuff that was purchased even before all this happened, and then people canceled their orders. Well, the ships are still full of stuff, not only from China, but all around the world. And I'm talking about grain that has been stacking up, not only in the ports, but the supply chain, and that's affecting the cost of food that we're eating. You know, the food chain, the energy chain, whatever chains you want to talk about, They're all predicated on transportation and getting things moving fast through ports, through shipping venues, that sort of thing. And China, as you can imagine, is one of the big problems here, because what they did was they're looking for the empty container, the containers that are sitting on the ships, for example, in Long Beach, where there's a huge shipping. I don't know how many people have ever driven down the 110, but you go into San Pedro and it's like a, it's unbelievable how big that shipping port is. And a lot of those container ships, they just sit there because they don't have anything to bring to China. And then when they get to China, they don't have anything to bring back because the orders have all been killed. And it's pretty much the reason the food costs have gone up, the reason the oil prices are going up, the reason all prices are going up are all connected back to the Chinese and the pandemic and the virus that they created there. And, you know, they're still playing that game. And I think part of the game that we need to be aware of, I think I said this last week, I did on the farm show on the American Family Farmer. If you want to listen to that, it's all about food, family, and farm. The foreign ownership of U.S. farmland and how it's grown. There's now a number of foreign entities, but mostly Chinese, buying farmland all over our country. And what are we doing about that? Who's paying attention to that? I think I'm the first person to talk publicly about it anywhere that I know of. The Happy Farm press, always, you know, talking about Monsanto and some of these big agribusinesses, because that's what pays the bill.
The money, right.
Yeah, exactly. But there have been a number of changes in the legislature brought about by people who are influenced, who get campaign contributions from Chinese interests. And so they're looking the other way. Virginia has seen a huge uptick in the number of acres of land bought by the Chinese through the, what they call, it's the Shuang, I don't know if I can pronounce it, S-H-U-A-N-G-H-U-I. It's a Chinese food processing conglomerate that owns Smithfield. That's where they bought 40,000 acres of land in Virginia last year. 40,000 acres. All right, 19 after the hour on the DJV program. Good day.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then, feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans and total payment. Points and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Fee deposit letter license in all 50 states and LS69.org. Number 30.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
23 at the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to check the trending stories here, there, and everywhere from the eyes and the mind of Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of that here on the DJV program. So she and Jennifer and I will go through all of this with a fine-tooth comb, including what's the reality with Prince William. I want to hear more about where he came from or where maybe he came from. Aha! Got your attention, right? Well, listen up. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch there, ladies, what do we have? Jennifer, you want to go through what you have laid out in terms of the prince and where he came from? I'm talking about William. I'm not talking about, it's Harry.
Harry, yeah.
Right. I actually, in the download that's presently at djvshow.com, I let you know what I think about William, and it ain't much. He's just kind of a dull bulb.
Well, in watching all of this stuff unfold and hearing people's reactions to it over the last couple of days, one of the claims is that they didn't give Archie, their baby, Meghan and Harry's baby, the title of prince, and Meghan Markle felt that that was because they were worried about the color of his skin. Now, look, it is possible there are racist people around. It's possible. But it could also be possible that they didn't give it to him because they know Harry's never going to take the throne. It is not customary to give prince or princess titles to the second-born's kids because they're never going to be in that line. The third possibility is that maybe they're a little concerned because there's always been a rumor, and it's sad, and I hate to even perpetuate the rumor because
no,
I think that...
If you did, you
well,
wouldn't. unprepared.
I think that it's something that's plagued him, and it can't be easy, but I think it's one thing that has to be considered, and that is it's been tabloid fodder for years that Harry isn't the true son of Prince Charles, that instead Diana had a relationship outside of her marriage several times with one person named James Hewitt, and the tabloids always believed that perhaps Harry could have been his son. Now, the royal family has denied this, but I made you and Jay do the research and do a little Google searching. What'd you think, Jay?
Well, I was looking, and the timing doesn't add up. It's saying that their affair took place over 5 years from 1986 to 1991. Harry was born in 84.
Ooh, okay. Mm. So maybe the time, but doesn't he look alike? Come on.
I mean, aside from both having red hair, I mean, they both have red hair, and that's about as far as it goes. I was looking at pictures
like
of them next to each other, and
Charles.
Then there were, well, no, there's a picture. Somebody has a photo of Charles on the left, Harry in the middle, and this James Hewitt guy on the right, and the two men actually have some similar features.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you say so, I think Harry looks
when you look at Charles
way more
and James,
handsome.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh
there's
my gosh,
no...
James is so much more handsome. You cannot blame Diana for, hey...
Oh, no, no. No, I mean, Harry is so much more handsome than Charles. Right. You could tell William.
No, but you remember back in the day, William was heartthrob, and Harry was the weird, dorky little brother. And then somewhere they switch, and Harry is just, like, super hot.
Right.
Sign me up.
So speaking of that, Bruno Mars is supposed to be performing this week at the Grammys, but he's asked that he be allowed to. Why?
He's an out of work musician, and he wants his band to perform, and he's begging the Grammys to let it happen.
Out of work. Send me my check. $1,400 right to Bruno Mars, please. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fighting like cats and dogs. You know, some diehard pet guardians want the best of all possible worlds. They want a cat in life, but they also want a dog in their home. Maybe even a bird or some fish for good measure. Combining these little critters under one roof conjures up thoughts of dogs making hors d'oeuvres out of fuzzy little kitties and cute kitties scratching out Fido's eyes. Killer kitties shaking out the birdcage or even fishing kitty, complete with fishing rod and reel vacationing in front of your tank. It doesn't have to be that way. When properly introduced, cats living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can cats and dogs, cats and birds, cats and fish, and even cats and mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to its new housemate. Let's be realistic. If someone would move into your house, you would not be thrilled about it at the beginning. But if that person really brought good things and there were positive associations, you'd start to like them a little bit more. Just make sure when you bring a new pet in, the pet that's already there thinks it's the greatest thing that ever happened. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. There's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote on Wednesday to approve President Biden's $2,000 billion coronavirus stimulus package. With not enough Republicans to block the measure, it should get passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "It is a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation that goes a long way toward crushing the virus and solving our economic crisis." End quote. Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, of sexual harassment. This complaint is reportedly from a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff. The woman alleged Cuomo inappropriately touched her late last year at the governor's mansion, where she was called to work. This brings the number of women to 6, now accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Last week, Rasmussen conducted a 1,000-person poll. Half of America doubts 78-year-old President Biden is physically or mentally fit to be president. The poll has a 3% margin for error. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Biden administration is on the losing end of the U.S.-Mexico border. After eliminating President Trump's strong border policies, the amount of unaccompanied children has exponentially grown, and the policy of allowing COVID-19-infected immigrants onto the streets of America unhindered is nothing short of a COVID-19 super-spreader policy. Immigrants at the border are telling reporters President Biden's policies are the reason they are here. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed Border Patrol facilities in recent weeks. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration can no longer deny that their policies caused that surge. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV comments from the White House are the direct cause.
They can no longer say that this is not a crisis, that they have not mismanaged this situation, and they can no longer say we didn't cause this. It just happened. Because you're hearing from people coming to the border that they heard the president's remark and therefore they came to the border. When you have the DHS secretary and the president's spokesperson going out here and saying, don't come now, just wait. Don't come now. What they're saying is, we will allow you to illegally come. This is saying we will allow you to break the law.
The Biden administration continues to say there is no crisis at the 1,954 miles southwest border. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four at the hour now. My voice belongs to me. My mind belongs to me. So you can take that to the bank or wherever you want to take it. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here happily. Great to have her along. And so with Jay, very happy. I love having their company. I know you do too. It's kind of a cool thing about all of this stuff that's going on, the realities of the world. Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, is releasing,
you know,
trading cards. The Gronk's getting in on the... I didn't realize digital sports memorabilia was that big a deal, right?
I didn't either. So they're digital trading cards?
Yeah. He's been in the Super Bowl four times, so he has some value. So this company, the business partners there, have... they apparently have found Gronk's, one of his friends... And he brought them together, and now they've created five trading cards. But I've got to tell you, I don't know. I mean, I remember baseball cards when I was a kid. I think I had a few baseball cards that were Ted Williams cards.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. And I don't know what happened to them, which is probably a crime.
That's your retirement that you lost.
Right, yeah, it could have been. Yeah, I don't know that I'm too worried about that at this point. But it really is very interesting to look around and see what's going on now, the digital revolution. These cards,
so what
you don't
do you do
hold
with
in
them?
Your hand.
When you get, yeah, when you get them, what do you do?
No cardboard. There's no, you don't hold on to them. So that's
is
a great
like
question.
Is it like a currency? Because a lot of cards, you know, you would trade baseball cards or football cards. You would
you
trade
mean like
people.
Bitcoin?
That's what I was kind of imagining.
Yeah.
That was like investing in rare cars or investing in rare artwork, that kind of stuff, I suppose. Gronkowski is art. Now, there's a concept.
Have you seen him? He is.
Is he? Okay. I'll take your word for it. Doesn't do anything for me. All right. The White House has announced that the presidential dog or dogs, is it both of them or just one of them that got booted because he's been biting people? Who is it?
I think both of them are going away, but Major Biden is the one that, I guess, had the biting incident. They said the two German shepherds that belonged to the president and the first lady were returned to their family home in Delaware after aggressive behavior at the White House involving Major Biden. He was adopted by the Biden family in November 2018 from a Delaware animal shelter, had what one of the people described as a biting incident with a member of White House security. The condition of the victim is unknown. However, the episode was serious enough that the dogs were moved to Wilmington, where they remain. So,
unintended consequences of the news. So, what are the Republicans saying? This dog could have been owned by a Republican before they adopted him.
I think Major is a Republican. He's very upset with Biden's border policies. Think about, though, being a dog and living at the White House. I mean, from the dog's perspective, you're seeing there are a lot of people in and out, a lot of smells, a lot of sounds, helicopters. Mm-hmm. It's got to be kind of weird. And I don't think it's the first time that there was a move, like a demeanor problem. Didn't George W. Bush have an issue with one of his animals, too, I think?
I don't remember. I know that Lyndon Johnson did. But I've forgotten whether any... Have all the other presidents... Did Jimmy Carter have dogs?
I don't know.
I don't think Clinton
love to slam Trump for not having any animals, which is, like, ridiculous. But maybe this is why you don't have animals at the White House. Let's see. George W. Bush, animals.
Mm-hmm. All right, meanwhile, let's talk, Jay, while Jennifer's looking that up, about this brawl that's trending at the Bath and Body Works store. And the video that's gone viral, what in the name of heaven is going on here?
It happened in Arizona. Two unidentified women were charged after it was a disagreement. One woman cut in line, wasn't wearing a mask, got too close to another woman who had a child with her. They started throwing some words around, and then the one woman, things were escalating, and so an employee jumped in trying to de-escalate the situation. Where the video picks up, it's one of the customers and one of the employees physically fighting, and then other employees came trying to stop it, but then everybody's getting thrown around. It becomes this pile-up. I mean, it was...
And what are they fighting about? Somebody broke into line?
Clearly it was a buy three, get three sale.
It was a big deal. A spokesperson for L Brands, the parent company, released a statement saying they are deeply concerned over the incident and they're going to do an investigation in partnership with local law enforcement. But when you see the video, no matter what happened, those employees, they didn't conduct themselves very well either.
It looked bad. I mean, they don't need
it.
That Bath and Body Works does not need a security team because those three people were tough. And they're wearing their stupid, like, suspenders and their uniforms and their
apron
with this woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like...
It's interesting. You said that Bath and Body Works belongs to L Brands, which owns a lot of the high-end clothing concerns, too, doesn't it? L Brands, doesn't it own...
I don't even know if it's high-end. Isn't it Victoria's Secret?
Yeah,
Lane
that's
Bryant.
What I was thinking. Yeah.
Something and there's another one I think too.
Right.
New York and something
cruise with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speaking
and just to answer your question, I can't find any bad reports. The media used to say that Spotty, which was George W. Bush's dog, was kind of a jerk, but there's no incidents that I can find of him biting anybody.
No.
So Spotty was the last one, and then Bo belonged to the Obamas.
Okay. All right, next up here. Speaking of problems that are of your own making, Papa John's, the founder is a guy named John Shatner, or is it Schnatter? I've always said Shatner, but it's Schnatter, is talking in doublespeak these days, saying he's not a racist. I am not a racist. But he's having to purge. He says, I'm working on purging the N-word from my repertoire. This guy's a jerk.
What does that even mean?
Why does it take that much work? How is it taking decades of work?
He's a jerk.
That's ridiculous.
You just don't say it. I just don't understand that. I saw that story, and it was TMZ, and they picked up, and it went everywhere. And I don't get it. I mean, how do you even use that word, number one? And then if you get caught for using it and you lose stuff, why wouldn't you just get rid of it? It's so...
He got fired, 20 months ago, and he's still working on it? This guy needs to go to a shrink. Much as maybe even more an exorcist. Get rid of all of that stuff. Kim Kardashian is going to get the house. How about that, boys and girls? Part of her divorce from Kanye, the 15,000-square-foot home that they have. Aren't they in Calabasas? Where are they, Jennifer? Hidden Hills, where the heck are they?
I think they're the Kardashians are in Calabasas, but Kim and Kanye, I think, lived in Beverly Hills.
Oh, they did? Okay. So they bought a house for $20 million, and they spent $20 million fixing it up. Okay. We were talking last hour about the quasar that came from outer space that's 13 billion years old. How does anybody even imagine that you buy a house for $20 million and you spend $20 million fixing it up? Those numbers.
It's a slum. I know. You're just slumming it at $20 million.
I mean, think about the Kardashians were nothing. Zero. They had nothing. Yeah. They do nothing.
Well, and the dad was a high profile lawyer.
Yeah,
Robert Kardashian represented. Yeah. So, they weren't like destitute.
No, but until Ryan Seacrest came along, it was a hidden secret, if you will.
And by the way, they're in Hidden Hills. I thought they were in Beverly Hills, but they're in Hidden Hills.
All right, so now Kanye moving out. He's buying a 9,000-acre ranch, or has bought one, I guess. That's where he's going to live.
He spends a lot of time in Wyoming, as it is. So.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that where his ranch is?
Yeah, and they've been living apart for a while.
Apparently. All right, boys and girls, something for you to aspire to. While we're in the Los Angeles business, over the weekend, Paul Walker's daughter, everybody remember who Paul Walker is, right?
Oh, yes.
From Fast and Furious. Yeah.
And my neighbor from my hometown.
Really? He lived up the street from you?
Yeah, actually right across the boulevard from me.
Mm-hmm. Really? Huh. Yep. All right, well, his daughter, Meadow, has been on the runway at the Givenchy Fall Winter Fashion Show. And she looked like she was right at home. She's 22 years old now. And apparently she was the one most affected, it seemed, by her father's death. And wasn't that what came out of it? Didn't you get that out of this, the whole
thing?
Yeah,
they were incredibly close.
Right. So anyway, did you see the video of this? Walking down the runway with a long black blazer, a black skirt and heels. I'm trying to visualize. I don't know. Who pays attention to this stuff now? Hasn't it gotten to the point where society doesn't really want to have a fashion show?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's still very, very big fashion.
Do you pay attention to it? Either of you. Come on, seriously. Jay, Jennifer, do you pay attention to fashion shows? Do you read the gossip about what goes on at the fashion shows?
If I come across something, I will read an article, especially if it's a celebrity that I like. But I don't really go digging for what's going on in the fashion world.
Every once in a while in September, Vogue has a really big fashion issue for the fall. And sometimes it's fun to get that. And they feature a lot of the stuff from the fashion shows and Fashion Week. So sometimes if I see it, I'm out and I'm like, oh, I'll pick that up. I'll pick it up and look into it.
All right. So speaking of fashion then, Victoria's Secret announcement. It's not a secret. Let me rephrase that. This is not a secret. It is about Victoria's Secret. Apparently, there's a documentary or a series of documentaries that's coming to Hulu, three parts, delving into the rise and fall of this company. The production is underway. The release date about a year from now. According to the producers, the series will trace Victoria's Secret journey from a mail-order undergarment company to the giant retailer that is pretty much now all... Does anybody pay attention? It's kind of like a passé, isn't it? Because of a number of things, including the connection to Jeffrey Epstein. But are they... Who goes... Would you buy Victoria's Secret stuff, either of the two of you? Speaking of fashions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you would?
Of course.
Yeah. Why? What do they make that
the
you can't
find
anywhere?
The bras are crazy comfortable. Are you kidding?
Yeah, the bras. Yeah. The bras and the underwear are good.
They're
nice lingerie.
You'll forgive me for not knowing that because I don't wear a bra.
Why don't you know that, Doug?
I do. Must have been after.
Got to look into it. Research. Research.
Do some research. There you go.
But they haven't had the fashion show for a couple of years, right? They have magazines and now this thing. So they have to be producing this on their own. I'm going to guess. Right? They probably paid Hulu
It wouldn't be a bad move because I think their business, there was an, I think I saw something a couple, maybe even just weeks ago, that they're having to do some shutdowns of their stores, that they're suffering in retail, like so many retail stores. So maybe this is to bolster their image again.
Right. All right, the DJV download. Every day we have different excerpts from the program. So if you haven't listened to the program, you can pick up bits and pieces. Certainly the current download does focus on the conversation that Oprah had with Meghan and the Prince. We also talked a little bit about how to, with Home Improvement Master Tom Kreidler, how to take care of things that may be bugging your basement floor. Right? And then some wallpaper stuff. It's a, that's part of it. Check it all out at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts every day. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so we are all familiar with Vincent van Gogh, right? Everybody here knows who Van Gogh was?
Of course.
Yeah. There's a new digital experience coming here. Digital art museums now. No more paintings. It's all digital. We're talking about what we were just saying about the baseball cards with Gronk. Now it appears that there's something like this when it comes to Van Gogh and all of his work. There's a traveling show.
Why go to a museum?
Right. But you can't see the pictures. They're just, it's a digital show. So why would you bother to go?
It looks fantastic. It's like an immersive experience where it's almost like you're stepping inside the painting.
Really? You think?
I mean, that's
so
cool,
go?
But there's still something about going to a museum.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stuff that's right in front
looking
of you.
At the strokes.
Not
right.
Some digital, right, exactly. Different strokes for different folks, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on the DGB Health Program. I've put aside some time with the Jack's program, his hour, and Ken's hour this week to bring you a conversation I had with Shane Quint, Chief Technology Officer at Saroscan out in Denver. You may know that I had my brain imaging done there a couple of weeks ago. I had it done 10 years ago. He's the one who's come up with all the software that examines what's going on in your brain. It's fascinating. So now in this conversation with Shane, I bring you through him, what goes on in the brain and how we can sort of map its properties. Fascinating conversation. Shane Quint. We can look at our brain and see what we're good at. There are parts of the brain that under the stuff that Shane has developed, you can actually look at somebody's brain and see what they're good at. Like, are you a good administrator? Are you good in math? Would you be good at, you know, at various categories of work? Or are you going to be a good husband or a wife? I mean, you can find all of this stuff out, which is pretty amazing. So how'd you develop this stuff?
Well, we've been doing this for quite a while. 10 years we've been doing these types of medical imaging called SPECT imaging, which measures the blood flow, the perfusion in the brain. And a few years back, we decided to enhance our capabilities by developing some software that helps the physician identify those areas of abnormality. So we built a web-based application that takes the medical imaging and helps the doctor identify what regions are impacted by either too much blood flow or too little blood flow, and that can result from a trauma or toxic exposure or maybe Alzheimer's disease, things like that.
All right, so that's part one. What's part two here as we look at how this technology works?
Well, in addition to finding perfusion patterns in the brain and trying to map those to regions that are abnormal and what those regions do, what they're responsible for in the brain, we collect a bunch of other information, things like what medications have you had, what trauma have you had, what symptoms are you experiencing, And we have another system that maps all of that information, finds relationships in that data, and then tries to help the doctor give an accurate diagnosis and then ultimately the best treatment to try to correct those abnormalities.
So who is a good candidate for using the technology, and then where do you go to get whatever the findings are taken care of, addressed, if you will?
Anybody who's had a trauma, like, say, had a concussion and is having chronic, long-term effects of that trauma, or they've been exposed to a toxin like carbon monoxide or some other thing like that, or they've had some kind of psychiatric condition like bipolar or ADHD, those are good prime candidates to have this kind of imaging done and then look for other people that have had similar. That's what our software does, kind of looks for other people that have similar characteristics and finds what worked for them. So we don't do treatments in our facilities. We outsource that to the most appropriate treating physician for whatever we find in the diagnostic approach. And we can do it not only in our clinic here in Denver, but we have 16 other affiliate clinics throughout the nation in Texas, Florida, California, all over the U.S. to make it more seamless to get to the facility that can do the image.
Who's a good candidate for using this resource, and how do you get it paid for? Because it's not cheap. In a practical sense, do we bring people in to utilize this because it's so important and it gives you so much more information? It could prolong life existentially, right?
Yeah, right. It could prolong life. It could help you recover from some issues like memory loss due to a trauma. A lot of times, insurance will cover anything that's neurological in nature, like a traumatic brain injury or a toxic exposure or, even Parkinson's or Alzheimer's disease. If it's a psychiatric condition, it's usually difficult to get insurance to cover that. But like you said, it's not necessarily a cheap procedure, but it can definitely help you. And a lot of times, getting you on the right treatment path is cheaper than getting the wrong diagnosis and being put on the wrong, medication or treatment protocol and still not recovering.
There are so many bits and pieces of info, and there's a lot of bad information around as well about the brain, and that's sort of where Seriscan has come to the top of the pile, right, under the circumstances?
Right. The brain is such a complex organ in the body, probably the most complex organ, and there's a lot of different functional regions, 120-plus regions in the brain that are responsible for different functions. And so that's one of our processes, is to break that data down into those regions and identify what areas are having problems and how that might relate back to the symptoms you're experiencing as a patient.
Part two of the interview, the conversation with Shane Quinn, who's the Chief Technology Officer at Seriscan, will take place on the Dr. Ken Hour of DJV Health. That's with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.